Chapter 61.
Falsen is waiting for me by his sleek carriage. He flips a coin high, catching it neatly each time. When he sees me coming, he stops the coin on his arm with a slap.
Oh, look at that. Tails. Bad luck, love.
He opens the carriage door for me. I see Kartik sneaking around the back.
Tell me, Mr. Falsen, will you always do their bidding? And when, pray, will they reward you for your efforts? Or will it always be like this? They dining at the feast, you off doing their dirty work.
They'll reward me in time,
he says, pulling a blindfold from his pocket.
No doubt that is why you are here, instead of sitting with them. They needed a driver.
You shut it!
He glowers, but there's a small ember of doubt in his eyes, the first I've seen.
I shall make you a bargain, Mr. Falsen. Help me, and I shall take you into the realms.
He laughs.
Once we have the magic, I'll be there all I like. No, I don't think I'll be making bargains tonight, love.
He secures the blindfold over my eyes more tightly than is necessary. He threads rope around my wrists and ties it to something, the door's handle, I think.
Don't go nowhere,
he calls, and laughs till he coughs. The carriage starts with a jolt. The horse's hooves strike the pavement in quick rhythm, and I hope Kartik is holding fast. We do not travel far. The horses come to a stop. Falsen's fingers work to loosen my bindings, but the blindfold remains in place. A cloak is thrown over my head.
This way,
Falsen hisses. A door is opened. I'm half dragged, down, down, around and around, and when the blindfold is removed, I find myself in a room where candles line the periphery. My brother sits in a chair. His hands are bound, and he appears drunk. A cloaked man stands behind him, his knife at the ready, near Tom's throat.
Tom!
I run for him, and a voice booms out from above.
Stop at once!
I look up to see a gallery that runs about the room. Men in cloaks stand watching, their faces hidden.
If you touch him, he will die, Miss Doyle. Our man is quick with a knife. Gemma, don't worry.
Tom mumbles.
It's my initiation!
Kartik shouts, coming to my side.
Call it off! Brother Kartik, I'd been told you were no longer living,
a voice called.
Mr. Falsen, you will answer for this.
Falsen's face drains of colour.
Yes, my lord.
Let my brother go, I shout.
Certainly, dear lady, just as soon as you give us the magic.
I glance at Tom, who is helpless under the executioner's knife.
I can't do that, I say.
Tom screams as the knife presses a bit closer.
Stop,
he says in a strangled voice.
Please, I need your help, I cry. Something terrible is happening in the Winterlands. We're all in danger. I believe those creatures mean to come into our world.
The room breaks into polite laughter. Beside me, Falsen laughs hardest.
I have seen Amar in the realms, I shout. He was one of you once. He warned me that it was coming. Beware the birth of May, he said.
The laughter dies away.
What did he mean by it?
I don't know,
I say, keeping an eye on my brother. Tom is starting to come around. I see it in his eyes.
I thought it meant the 1st of May, but that day has come and gone. It could be another day.
Lord Denby steps out of the shadows.
I don't know what manner of trickery this is, Miss Doyle, but it will not stand.